For many years, Father Mike Zupper has been the director of Catholic Campus Ministry for the Diocese of Wilmington, and Father Zupper is my guest today on Catholic Forum. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule during this busy time of year to be with us on the program today.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Father, just to begin, why don't you give us a little overview of college campus ministry in the diocese. Where do we have campus ministry, and what are some of the core services that we provide?
We try to reach the main campuses throughout the diocese, and hopefully at some point we'll touch all of the dioceses, all of the campus ministries in the diocese, mm-hmm. starting from the downstate in Salisbury. We have Salisbury University, and we have a full-time campus minister there, Regina Yankulunas, who has a campus ministry center and very active full-time there. They have Mass on campus every Sunday, and it's provided by the priest of the local parish, St. Francis de Sales. Mm-hmm. And they have, besides liturgy, they have outreach programs, educational programs. Regina also has ministry at University of Maryland Eastern Shore, UMES, which is over in Princess Anne, Maryland. It's a growing university. Students from 70 countries are there.
Wow.
So it's a unique ministry, a unique university, not large, but it has a powerful influence on those students and the countries to which they're returning. There are not many Catholics there. But we do have a priest saying Mass there once a month on a Sunday. The other Sundays, Regina transports Catholic students from UMES over to Salisbury for the Sunday evening liturgy.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that ministry to UMES is very vital, even though there are a few students. They're far away from their homes, and give them a good impression of the Catholic faith being a universal faith, and trying to welcome them into the local community of believers. We have campus ministry at Washington College in Chesterton, and that is ministered to by Deacon Joe Kossman and his wife Patty. And what they've done, they've been very successful in providing Eucharistic liturgy, Mass, every Sunday evening, having different priests volunteer to celebrate the liturgy. And it's a good program. Before the Mass begins, they have a discussion group, then the liturgy of Eucharist, followed by a social event. Washington College is not a large campus, so that the students who are attending that Sunday evening liturgy know very quickly who in the dining room is Catholic. So they form a community very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We also have campus ministry at Wesley College, and what they've been doing there is going down to Holy Cross for Sunday evening Mass. We are now working on providing a local campus ministry led by students with Bible study and other discussion groups, and planning to transport the students from Wesley College down to Holy Cross to make it more of make it easier for them, and also to form a community there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our campus ministry at the University of Delaware at St. Thomas More Oratory, mm-hmm. where I am a full-time chaplain, and I'm associate Kim Zitzner,
mm-hmm.
Who works in organizing, running many of the student programs. We are, both of us are very much involved in university life,
mm-hmm.
with the faculty, staff, administration. Kim is actually on the extended staff of the president of the university.
Hmm.
So we do have a presence there, and it's well received.
Mm-hmm. How many years have you been in campus ministry, Father, and what has been the most rewarding aspect of your ministry?
How many years? Every year is a beginning. We had the convocation for the new academic year yesterday, and it's like I'm here for the first time. Every year is different because the students change.
Uh-huh.
It's a major change over the years in student attitudes and needs. Avoiding the higher math, I came to the University of Delaware in 1964.
Wow.
I had completed my doctoral studies at Catholic University and came to Newark. We did not have a big center. We had a house which was used as the campus ministry, and it was small, so I started to look around for sites for Sunday Mass, and we used movie theaters on for Sunday liturgy. During the summer, actually, I had permission to use the synagogue for Sunday Eucharist because our summer community at that time was small, and it worked out perfectly. We used school auditoriums. Eventually, we were able to build our own center, St. Thomas More Oratory.
Mm-hmm. 1964, wow. That is a long time. Now, how has the students changed over the years? I mean, you've seen you were active in campus ministry during the Vietnam War era when there was a lot of unrest on the campus. Now, you're probably seeing those students' children, come to college. How has the college student changed, and how have their spiritual needs changed over the years?
Spiritual needs, fundamentally, I think, remain the same, that they need Jesus in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a focus of our ministry, to teach them that Jesus is with them as Lord and Savior. We open the Bible for them. In our chapel, in the chairs, instead of hymnals, we have Bibles, and encouraging the students to break open the Word for their sustenance. Our Eucharist, of course, is our major function. How have the students changed? The university has grown so that there's more individualism than there was before. When I first came back in 64, small groups were very strong. We had things like homecoming parades, which is ancient history. You couldn't pull that off anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Catholic students were involved in that. So we had strong student organizations. Now there's a challenge to students because there's a lot of individualism. Dorms have various programs, and they're good programs, but there's so much individual concerns. It's a large city for the students.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is that part of the job of campus ministry, is to take, you know, when a college kid, 17, 18 years old comes and they're kind of lost on this huge campus at the University of Delaware, to provide them with a smaller community to feel at home?
You said it very well. Actually, the students arrived this past week, and immediately we had different events. Sunday we had a pancake brunch after the liturgy. We have our last evening we had on campus, new student orientation. All the different clubs were present, and Catholic students were there with our table. And what they did, very simple, they took names of Catholic students who were their freshmen, and they will be baking cookies for them and delivering cookies to their door, which sounds very simple. But it's making a connection, saying, you are here, and we've been here, so welcome to our family and start feeling at home. Our main welcome, of course, is our Eucharistic liturgy, and we're blessed that the Mass, wherever it is, it's the same faith, and we want to make them feel welcome. The question you ask is an important one because of the great individualism on campus. And one of the issues we have on campus, and Student Activities Office has this problem to deal with as well, because of computers, because of website and all of that, the tendency is for students to become very isolated. In the past, if they wanted to have some kind of entertainment, they went down to the social room. But now they can stay in their room. They have refrigerators. They can have cook a soup, and they can crank up the internet. And so the individualism is something which can become a hazard to them.
Mm-hmm.
And also keep them from getting all the benefits from university life.
Mm-hmm. Now, it must also be quite tempting for young students just starting out in college they don't have mom and dad looking over their shoulders. They don't have them saying, come on, it's time to go to Mass on Sunday or Saturday evening. So it must be very tempting for the students to just say, okay, I'm in college now. I don't need to practice my faith, or I could put that aspect of my life on hold until after college. How do you overcome that challenge?
It is a challenge. not only since they're away from home, but some may be a bit threatened by saying, I am a Catholic, mm-hmm. in a multi-religious atmosphere, right. or not religious dorm area. So it is daunting for them to, on a Sunday morning or any other time, to say, I'm going to Mass. We do have our Sunday evening Mass, which is the most popular student Mass on campus. And what we do to help break through that ice, if you will, our older students have invited students, say, from West Dorms, which is about half hour walk away from the oratory. They will be going over there Sunday evening and saying, we'll meet outside of Rodney A for all the Catholics, and we're going to walk over to Mass, mm-hmm. so that the students feel that they're not going by themselves into mm-hmm. an unknown area. So mm-hmm. almost like walking them, brother and sister, back mm-hmm. to Mass.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the individualism, which we respect, and also try to open doors for them.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to a young Catholic student, or, and maybe their parents, as they go away to college?
Hang in there.
Yeah.
Hang in there. The first week is daunting.
Yeah.
Away from home, new people. We have about 3,500 new students, and from different places of the country, different schools, different religions. Coursework is demanding. And give yourself a week, 2 weeks, a month. Take a while to feel at home, and they will.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that after they graduate, we say, now you're done, now leave.
You know? Yeah, right.
but it is a daunting experience for them.
Father Mike Zupper, who has spent the last 40 years in campus ministry here in the Diocese of Wilmington, thanks so much for sharing your stories and for sharing your time with us today on Catholic Forum.
You're welcome.